Falconcast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate band.
Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
Falcons fans, we are back once again. What are you laughing already?
Yeah, it didn't take long.
Yeah, show's been on for 10 seconds. Yeah. We're off the rails.
All right. Nah, well,
that bag of chuckles over there is Daniel Cox. I'm Jay Adams. We're back after a three-week break.
Yeah, I can't even tell you why we haven't.
I can
remember. I know one situation.
Yeah, but I'll tell you both because okay. I'm sure fans are. We got a couple of tweets because fans like watching this show.
Appreciate
which
that.
Is
the 12 of you.
I mean, amazing. Appreciate it's amazing. That. No, I mean there are a lot of people
who
tune in every week, and when we're not there, we hear about it, which is awesome.
Absolutely,
because I would much rather people notice that we're not there.
It's nice to be missed.
It's nice to be missed. Although we certainly don't like it when it's kind of out of our control to, not be on. But we had a couple of things that were going on. One week ago. We normally record on Wednesdays,
right?
Okay. So last Wednesday we had the big MLS announcement downtown, and so we were part of that, and so that took up our whole day.
Yeah,
and
the entire day.
That's where we were, and then the week before we did a phenomenal podcast. I thought, I thought it was a great podcast.
I did too,
and I was excited about it. I'm like, this one is going to take Daniel and I to a brand new level.
Yeah.
To a completely brand new level. Like, we're going to have ESPN's going to be calling us.
Yep.
CNN is going to be calling us. Everybody's going to be calling us being like, hey, do you want to host our show? And so we put together this phenomenal podcast. And then Matt Moore, who was filling in for our very capable Robert Jilks, who's behind the camera right now.
Yep.
He's back as well.
All right.
Rob was at a big video conference in Las Vegas. And so Matt filled in, and Matt's down here, and he's pushing buttons, he's turning knobs, he's doing all these different things, unplugging things, plugging things back in.
Encouraging the hamster.
Yes, trying to keep it spinning.
Yeah.
And then when we're about to go with this thing, right?
Yeah.
Jake, come here and look at this. And I look, and it's you and me with our spectacular podcast.
Absolutely.
That we had filmed diligently.
Yes.
And there's no audio.
Oh, wow. To
it. None. Not a drop of audio to be had. So Matt Moore, 2 weeks ago, him and his little button pushing, cost us a podcast.
Okay. Cost us more than that, quite frankly.
What? Yeah. Cost us way more than that. So now today we've got to put something together because the pressure's now on us to put something together halfway decent.
Yeah. Well, I threw out the idea we just do that podcast again, but
things have changed so much since then.
That is very true.
Things have changed so much since then. So, you know, and such is the nature of the beast.
You know, there are probably about 10 episodes of the podcast that are lost in the abyss of various things.
Yeah, you're right.
I wish that we could somehow create an outtakes of the mystery podcast.
We might have to save. And, you know, honestly, what's better than the podcast is probably like the 5 minutes that we sit on set before we go live.
Oh, sure. There should be outtakes of that. But I didn't suggest this, but I did think about it last week. We should do maybe instead of having audio on a podcast, maybe we just do like pop-up podcast, where it's visually you can see us, and then there are, you know, air quotes and air bubbles, and could have done it that way.
That's out there. That is out there. And as we're talking, Rob's back here.
He's rearranged
checking
everything.
Switches and and wires and all this stuff, and I can only assume it's what's going through his head is, what did Matt do?
Let me double check everything.
To this setup. See, he's over here pushing buttons and everything. If we had a camera, we'd show you. But
yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that Matt didn't
exactly
press anything.
Right. Yeah. See? He's down here with his big meaty paws. He's sitting there pushing different buttons and everything. He probably hit something he wasn't supposed to.
Hopefully not.
So that's us holding Matt Moore to the fire.
Yeah.
For that. So, you know, as people are watching this right now, the schedule has been released.
Yes.
As we're recording it right now, we don't know.
No. We know a couple of things.
Well, we know we're going to London.
Right. That's about it.
We know we'll play 16 games.
Yes.
About it. But all we know on Wednesday, as we're recording this right now, but as you're watching this on Thursday, the schedule is already just about 24 hours old. So yes. We have nothing schedule-wise for you today.
Yes, sorry about that.
We are sorry. Deeply sorry.
But there's something better. The schedule is fun, but...
The schedule is fun.
But returning to work... Oh, always much fun, right? Right?
Because let me tell you something. So, normally, during a normal year, right now, or maybe next week, we'd be preparing for the draft
mm-hmm.
coming up in days. Well, yes. if you're watching this Thursday,
yeah.
Okay, it would be today
yeah.
or potentially a week from today, right?
Yes.
So, the NFL moved the draft back a couple of weeks now, and you've got these two extra weeks that are... I love the draft.
Right.
I love everything about the draft. I love the lead up to the draft. I love mock drafts.
Yes.
All of that stuff, but I am almost drafted out. And I think a lot of other people are too.
Yeah. Comments and reading stuff and reading tweets and following yep. along with some folks and hearing what they have to say. Yeah. I get why it's been pushed back, but yeah, I think most people are, oddly enough, they're drafted out, which is insane to think that's an even possibility. But
I'm just ready to get to the picking.
Yeah.
Like, let's get to the picking because this is the suspense is killing me.
I know.
And there's only so many times that you and I can sit here and pull paper out of a helmet and break down the five or so guys.
Jake Matthews. And,
right.
You know,
because that's really what it's come down to. But, you know, I think when you sit at six like we are, and we've seen it, because if you follow along with the mock monitor on AtlantaFalcons.com at yeah. all, you've seen that there are five or six guys associated with the Falcons at number six, period, point blank. Whereas a couple of years ago when you're drafted at 27.
Yeah, it's an open, you have no idea.
You're changing every week, and there's a wide array of players that could be associated yeah. with you at that pick.
Exactly.
So
and the moves that could come ahead of you in the draft. And I mean, with the Falcons, I mean, there's still an infinite number of moves that could occur, I guess. But, well, not infinite. But you know, there's only five teams in front of them. So there's only so much that right. can affect what the Falcons can do.
And yeah, I'll keep saying it, too. Whatever does happen, I think, is going to be vastly different from whatever yeah. anybody else.
No, yeah.
That's just how it always is, you know?
Absolutely.
Cleveland, you don't know what Cleveland's going to do.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, everybody seems to think they know what Jacksonville's going to do, but Jacksonville could go a lot of different ways. The Rams could go a lot of different ways. There could be trades up, trades down. Who knows? There could be so much that happens before six that it'll make your head spin.
Yeah.
And my guess, you know, we don't like do an official mock draft, you and I. But if I had to sit here and guess, I'd be like, well, anything that we put on there is going to be garbage because,
yeah,
no, you really don't know. But it's fun to look at. It's fun to guess. But man, I still think there's going to be surprises there
yeah.
in that first top five.
Sure. And I completely agree. And you know, the narrative of the draft as we lead up and all the different storylines and how they change. It's kind of interesting. Like all of a sudden, like the question is, oh, well, Greg Robinson really could he be available suddenly at six? It's like, well, right. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
There was no way in the world that was going to happen.
During the most spectacular podcast that we ever yes. recorded
yeah.
that will never see the light of day,
yeah.
we discussed Greg Robinson was but a footnote in that podcast because we were like, well, he's going to be gone.
Right.
There's no way that he's – now,
yeah.
suddenly he's – going to fall right into our laps, according to experts. So, It's amazing how much things have changed in these 2 weeks. We aren't even into the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We aren't even into the last. I mean, we're now on Thursday officially into the final 2 weeks, and we've been into silly season for a long time now. Yeah. And so things are going to really ramp up and get crazy here over the next couple of weeks. But it is just really amazing this year how much things have changed in that top level.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's why I think where there might be a little weariness as far as the draft goes. I'm just to the point where I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's get to the picking.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get to, well, this is a good segue into kind of what we wanted to talk about. But you mentioned we get back to work this week and that voluntary workout started. We got some media availability for the first time since the end of the season, end of the 2013 season. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of months have passed and a lot of things have changed. And so it was finally our first chance to really kind of talk to some of the players and head coach Mike Smith about where things are leading into the 2014 season, because we're moving on.
Yeah.
We're moving on. Absolutely. If you're still in 2013, push your calendar forward, because we're moving on. We're moving on from that. So, you know, Smitty mentioned yesterday as he was speaking to the media something that I have forgotten because I completely lost my train of thought.
Okay.
But it was going to be a good point.
Oh, I was expecting it. I thought you meant, like, Smitty said something that you were unaware of.
Smitty
informed you in some way. Completely...
Okay. This is what happens when we lose the greatest podcast of all time.
I know. It's so disappointing.
And now I've just blown my shot.
well, here, I'll kind of... Let me
dust. He said something great. He said something awesome.
He said a
couple
of things.
Let me tell you, he said something great yesterday, and I can't remember it right now.
Well, I think some people were a little surprised by some of the things that he had to say. And I think even Matt was asked about it later.
I got it.
Okay.
It came back to me.
All right.
What I was getting to was how the 2 weeks affect rookie preparation.
Oh, absolutely.
That was the point that I was circling my way back to. So you get out of here for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden your train of thought gets messed up. But Smitty was pretty emphatic about the 2 weeks kind of messing with rookie preparation, because I was looking back, and on May 4th last year, we were into rookie minicamp. That was rookie minicamp was. And so we're not even drafting players until May 8th.
Yeah.
So that's the difference in the year. And anyways, he was really emphatic about it. And so anyways, that's where I was going. But you go ahead with your fine point.
I mean,
unless I threw off your train of thought.
You kind of did, but it's all right.
Listen, hey, can we throw out this podcast? Because this one is
we're it's hanging on by a thread, Jacob. We're not going to lose it.
Okay.
We still got it there.
I'm going to follow along with your belief right now.
We've got it. Well, speaking of beliefs.
Okay.
I heard Coach Smith say something that I never really heard him say yesterday. And I don't remember the specifics of the question, but something was posed to him about returning to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. My ears perked up. Wait, Coach?
Right.
Coach Mike Smith? Is that you? I don't hear that well, but did I really hear that?
You really don't hear that well. That's a subject for another podcast, how Daniel's hearing is just not very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. That was one of the things that stood out to me during about 20, 25 minutes of him fielding questions from the media was, there was no mincing words there. Yes, I believe we're a playoff team. I believe we're going back to the playoffs. That when you think about how players take cues from their leaders,
absolutely,
that's what you want to hear your coach say. And I think one of the things that we got in talking to hearing from Matt Ryan, who spoke on Tuesday, and then William Moore and Sean Weatherspoon talking on Wednesday, was the message that Smitty hammered home. And Smitty doesn't like to divulge too much of what happens in the meeting rooms. What he tells his players is it stays in that room. And, you know, we certainly respect that. But whatever that message was strong, and it was hammered home.
Yeah,
and they got it, and they believe, and that's what I think the point that you were trying to get back to before I interrupted you with my terrible memory is that there's an energy and a passion that feels a little bit different this year than in past years.
Yeah.
And you notice that in Mike Smith.
Absolutely. And, you know, okay, neither one of us were in the building in 2008.
Right.
We were doing different things at that time in terms of, you know, our careers. But so I don't necessarily know what it was like in 08. But I know what kind of team it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if and I'd be interested to talk to some of the staffers and some of the people that were around here and then and see how that version of Coach Smith compares to what we saw yesterday and some of that, because I feel like we're going to see a team that and back to the basics is such a cliched thing, but
yeah.
I know, I feel like we understand what some of the tenets of Coach Smith's football philosophy as a head coach philosophy are, and I think we didn't see some of that last year, and even some of the previous seasons it's kind of slowly been a snowball kind of thing. I think we'll see kind of return to run game, run defense, some of that stout, tough play that we've heard a lot about as well. And along with Coach Smith saying, you know, taking ownership of what's happening and taking ownership of that culture.
Yeah.
And I think it's only going to be a positive.
Yeah, and him saying, you know, coming out and saying, hey, I lost my way a little bit last year.
And Thomas Dimitroff said the same thing.
And you know, there's been complete ownership and accountability for you know, what happened in 2013. And it's all full steam ahead. And I think if you're a fan watching some of those comments yesterday, or excuse me, Tuesday and Wednesday, I think you're pretty encouraged, at least by the demeanor and the attitude heading forward.
Yeah.
Because there's a hunger right now. And you could feel it. And especially with Mike Smith, who, you know, tends to have pretty buttoned up press conferences. You know, he was extremely open and there was a lot of passion there. And so that definitely stuck out to me as well. I know you on Tuesday were writing and you weren't in the weight room, but there was a lot of activity going on in there as well. And I think one of the things that has stuck out to me, you know, Matt Ryan said, well, we've got almost the entire roster here.
Exactly.
These are voluntary workouts.
Yeah.
They don't have to be here.
Yeah.
And so these guys are taking advantage of this time. And one of the things that I kind of pointed out to, you know, try to get some thoughts from Sean Weatherspoon and William Moore is just how this time, this extra time that some of these younger guys like Warlow and Bartu, who were undrafted a year ago, you know, just trying to make it through rookie minicamp, how much this extra time is going to benefit them. And then from Matt, just talking about a guy like Levine Toilolo, who's going to be relied on pretty heavily this year, it seems. You know, talking to them about how important this time is and for those guys to be here and the work ethic that they are showing right now in the weight room and just the leadership that they're starting to develop and everything. It's just, it was amazing to kind of hear the veterans glow about some of the younger guys.
Absolutely. And you're talking about glowing about them, and that was just a general theme in general. It was just, and it's just kind of strange to this positive discussion about guys lifting weights, but it kept coming back to that. And then I can't remember Sean Weatherspoon or William Moore. One of those two guys said on Wednesday during his press conference, he mentioned exit interviews with Coach Smith at the end of the season, and that's like the next day after that last loss.
Yeah, yeah, that was Weatherspoon.
He mentioned that Coach Smith was saying to every guy, "You know, hey, the weight room's open tomorrow."
Yeah,
and Spoon was like, and there were guys there, and they talked about just even from that day the. It was like a, you know, as soon as the season ended, the switch flipped, and it's let's erase that. Let's do something different than what just happened.
And it's important to point out too that the voluntary workouts started on Monday.
Yeah,
but that doesn't. Okay. That's not the it doesn't mean that that's the first time that they've touched a weight. And no. I think that, that's your point, too, is that, hey, day after the season, Smitty's like, hey, the weight room's open today.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and a lot of those guys have taken advantage of that, and you can tell who has, and there's been. So, as you may have noticed, I've been hit with technical difficulties again. We went on from that point for another 5 or 6 minutes, and it was the best 5 or 6 minutes of the entire podcast. Gone. Lost.
Yep.
What were we talking about? It was great. It was, we were with full of original thought and tremendous insight.
Yeah.
And then Rob, I notice again, starts pushing buttons.
Yeah.
Twisting knobs.
And we were still outstanding despite
that. We were still
that.
During that.
Yes.
Absolutely outstanding. And he says, well, we're dead. Yeah. I said, what do you mean we're dead? We're dead. That's it. Stopped. Technical difficulties. You know, we moved into this new studio last year. And
this
I never think it's haunted.
This did happen in the old days, but...
No, it did. It happened off.
Oh, yeah. We
would get... the recorder would... Well, we used to sit in my office with just two microphones and not a turntable, but a just digital recorder. And there were times where we would do an entire podcast, and I would go to hit the stop button, and I'd be like, I never hit record.
Yeah. Or we got the first 2 minutes of that and nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. So that's going to do it. My thought, my cliffhanger about which players in the weight room look bigger is how we're going to end it today. Because we're just going to try again next week. See if we can.
That's all we can do. We're going to have to put it behind us.
That's all. That's
refocus.
That's it. Refocus. Put it behind us.
Learn the lessons.
Learn the lessons, and never let Matt Moore in this room again to mess around with buttons and configurations.
Yeah,
because it hasn't been the same since.
Sorry. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt, and thanks for all of you tuning in to watch us stumble through another FalconCast podcast. We will try to do better next week.